Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Builder Nation, this is Chris Sawyer, SID. I'm here, pregame show, Salisbury University, with head coach Evan Key. Coach, welcome in. You guys got there safe from Virginia up to Maryland.
We did. Again, the two schools are about close to 5 hours apart, but we made it to Salisbury this morning, and we're thankful to have another opportunity to compete.
Yeah. Again, coming off a big 15-point win last night at Mary Baldwin, and I'm sure you enjoyed that. But as you said, you jumped on the bus and we're already starting to prepare for this game. So how is it coming off a win like that, but having to put it behind you and really focus on what to task today at 5 p.m.?
Yeah. Well, I will say, though, the win helped. I think definitely, after an emotional loss on a Wednesday, I think the guys, we're a little bit down, but anytime you win a basketball game on the road against a good opponent, I think your spirits lift a little bit. So, I felt a little bit different mood on the bus today. I mean, the guys are extremely confident in their abilities, and they know once they put it all together, we're capable of beating teams. So I'm looking forward to the spirited effort and hopefully a lot of energy and intensity today.
Yeah, let's talk about Salisbury a little bit. They're 3-4 on the year. They're coming off. They haven't played since last Sunday, coming off a tough overtime, 2-point loss to Hood. They are Division III school. We've talked about this before on the coaches' show. Every sport of theirs has really been a powerhouse over the years. What do you expect as you come into their place today?
Yeah, well, for one, to touch on their campus, it is amazing. I mean, there's a reason why they're a national powerhouse in virtually every sport. When you drive to their campus, it looks like a Division I campus. Their arena and the atmosphere here is Division I-like. The way that they operate is at the Division I level. They just happen to be a Division III program. So with the state school, we know that they're going to have really, really good players. Salisbury basketball has been good for years now. For about the last 10 years, they've been competitive at the national level. So what we're seeing from them is pretty powerful, of course. It's going to be a very, very good team. They have two fifth-year seniors in their starting lineup that can really play. They have a sophomore power forward who's a pick-and-pop stretch four for them. That's an incredible basketball player. And then they have a freshman center who does some really good things around the basket. So they have good size. They have guys that can shoot the three. They're big. They're physical. And very well coached at the same time.
We talked last night before we let you go. You had 13 guys dressed. You had Easton come off the bench for 37, Marion Moore 14. A very solid effort all around on you guys. Great defense with the 20 points off turnovers. Same similar type of game plan, or how do you match up against these guys size-wise?
Well, we're not bigger than them. So I can say that's one difference is they do have some size on us. But I think the game plan is going to be relatively the same. I think we've had success. I mean, the first half of Thomas Nelson, then all yesterday, I think we had success with what we were doing. So I'm planning on doing the same thing for the most part today. There are some slight adjustments based on what we've seen on film with Salisbury that we feel like we can hopefully try to take advantage of and some things that they do differently than some other opponents that we played. But again, I'm looking forward to the guys that we have dressed. I mean, we had a really solid team effort yesterday from a number of guys, and I know that they're going to come ready to go today. The good thing is we spaced out minutes. So obviously Salisbury, like you mentioned, hasn't played since last Sunday. They're playing at home, so they're very fresh. We had a game last night, but we spaced out the minutes enough in yesterday's win where I think that we're still pretty fresh for today.
All right, well, Coach, best of luck to you today. We'll be watching again, everybody, on GoBuilders.com. Go to the schedule link, clip the video tab. You can watch Coach Key and the Builders take on Salisbury. And good luck. Hope to talk to you after the game, Coach.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Again, that was head coach Evan Key tipping off at 5 p.m. today against the goals of Salisbury University, Division III powerhouse. Again, as we said, go to GoBuilders.com, click on the schedule link. You'll find the game, click on video. You can watch all the action. And until then, hopefully we'll talk to Evan Key after the game about a win. And as always, go Builders.